This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
This is KUT. Army Master Sergeant Jonathan Dunbar died in Syria on March 30th. He's the second soldier to die from combat-related injuries there and is the first service member from Austin killed in combat since 2012. KUT's Jimmy Moss has this remembrance.
Jonathan Dunbar's sister knows he will be remembered as a family man and a soldier. But long before that, he was Crystal Dunbar's little brother.
He was the biggest nerd ever. He had big Coke bottle glasses, and he was always playing the superhero. So whether he was, you know, playing cops and robbers or cowboys and Indians or anything like that, he was just always the superhero.
Jonathan Dunbar was born in Minnesota, but his family relocated to far north Austin near Brian Powell's family. John, Crystal, Brian, and other neighborhood kids became fast friends and apparently were a loud bunch.
We were so rowdy around the neighborhood that I think that there's some of the HOA people were actually trying to ban kids being able to go to the pool and stuff like that.
For the record, they were never banned. Jonathan later attended Connolly High School, graduating in 1999.
I was actually fiercely protective of him growing up, even when he was a teenager and, you know, he was the rough and tough teenager, I was still just always fiercely protective of him.
That protective instinct kicked in when John enlisted in the Army in 2005.
He actually went into the military for his son. And he was a young father, and he decided that he needed to better his life for his son. And seeing the change in him from that point to going into the military, you know, we weren't for him going into the military just based out of our own fear and our own selfishness. But it changed him. It changed him into an amazing father.
John thrived in the airborne infantry. He was promoted to squad leader and deployed to Afghanistan and Iraq.
First time I saw him, I was like, Jesus, that guy is huge.
It was at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, that then Sergeant Dunbar met Specialist Rafael Centeno. The two helped lead a quick reaction unit.
I couldn't have asked for a better squad leader, and I feel that I had his full confidence in running his team. And sometimes we'd find ourselves running the entire platoon. So we got to bond real close because we just were in such close proximity to one another and under different stressful situations.
By 2013, John joined Special Operations at Fort Bragg. The missions got a lot more complicated and dangerous.
And you, given the nature of the work he was doing, he was always in a dangerous situation, and it was always unpredictable when he could leave and when he could come back. But I remember asking him, like, hey man, how's it going? How are you liking it? And he said that it was dangerous work, is what he told me. And that, coming from John, meant a lot.
His childhood friend Brian, also an Army vet, said the way John described the work, it seemed like a movie.
I can't really get into details on what he has told me, but I can tell you there's a lot of people alive today that probably wouldn't have been able to go home and see their children if it wasn't for him.
The missions that he went on were extremely secretive, and even his wife never knew where he was. And he couldn't talk about them. He did tell us that, you know, especially my dad, he talked about, you know, that he was going on some pretty dangerous things. And he actually talked about what he wanted us to do if he... if he didn't come home. And he just wanted us to be strong and to be there and love each other as a family.
The 36-year-old Master Sergeant was on a classified mission in Manbij, Syria, when a roadside bomb exploded, according to the Department of Defense. John died from his injuries March 30th.
This man was a father, a friend, a brother, a child. He was an amazing individual. And, you know, he did sacrifice for us.
John was the best, you know. He was quiet and reserved, and he knew when to talk to you and how to talk to you. And I loved him like only a little brother can love a big brother, you know? And at times I found him annoying, just like a little brother always finds a big brother annoying, how he's always perfect in everything he does. So we used to butt heads a lot, but at the end of the day, we'd always just have a beer together and, you know, have that bond. So John was the greatest.
Master Sergeant John Dunbar leaves behind a wife, three kids, and a child on the way. There will be a funeral service where he lived in North Carolina on Saturday. John Dunbar will be buried at Arlington National Cemetery on April 20th. Jimmy Moss, KUT News.